The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Once again, it is an honor and privilege to welcome to the program Lauren Gydek, who is the Vice President of Communications and Media for one of my favorite ministries, Christian Healthcare Ministries. Lauren, welcome again to the program.
Thank you, Bob, for having me back on your show.
It is my privilege. One thing that I wanted to ask you, Lauren, when you have traditional health insurance, you get a bill in the mail from the hospital or the doctor, and it's broken down. Insurance responsibility, your responsibility, and no one asks any questions. You just write out a check for your responsibility. You don't pay any attention to how much the insurance paid or whatever. That's not the way Christian Healthcare Ministries works. I think what you do is far better, far more efficient. But can you walk us through the process of what happens when a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries gets the medical bill in the mail?
Sure, Bob, I can do that. And let me go back just a step further. When patients go in to have a procedure or they're at the doctor's office, we want to make sure that they tell their doctor or their hospital that they are a self-pay patient. And that will do exactly what you just said. That will make the bill come to them at their home. And when that bill does arrive, going back to your question, when the bill comes, what we ask folks to do is, if they've made any payments, that's one thing. Sometimes they have and sometimes they haven't. But what they do is they send that bill into Christian Healthcare Ministries. So you as the patient, you actually see what your healthcare is costing you before you send it in to CHM for those funds to be shared or for you to be reimbursed.
All right. So you get the bill, you take a look at it, and then you forward it. You by mail, by fax? How do people forward it to Christian Healthcare Ministries?
Well, we always like to encourage the use of our online member portal. We have a portal where folks can log in and submit their medical bills. And, we do have some forms to fill out, but they're very easy. They're simple. So you could do it that way. You could send it via U.S. mail, or you could fax it to us.
Okay, several ways. And then what happens?
Well, after that, there's a number of things that happen behind the scenes. We receive the bills. We mark them as received. And then, depending on how much your bill is, we might be working in the background to help you get a discount. If you've got a big bill from a hospital, you've had a surgery or something like that. And sometimes our patients are the ones who get those big discounts from the healthcare providers. But our staff can do that too. And we let you know that we've got it and that we're working on it. And we have about a 90 to 100-day turnaround time for sharing those bills. And what that means is, kind of like what I said before, we send you a check, and you go and you pay your healthcare provider as soon as you get that check. And that check could be, the funds that you're getting to pay the provider, or it could be the funds that you have paid to your provider if you set up monthly payments, and it's actually the reimbursement to you.
Okay. And discounts are not unusual at all, correct?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, last year, 2019, our overall discount rate was about 43%. So that gives, patients a great negotiating tool when they are talking with their healthcare providers, especially in the case of, an expensive procedure or something like that. We tell folks that 40% is a really good discount. And if you can't get quite that high, that's okay. But it's not at all unusual to get 40% or more of a discount on your bill.
All right. So it's really a very simple process. It's not real complicated.
Right. It's not. It's a little bit of a paradigm shift for people who are, you know, used to other ways of paying for their health care. But once you kind of get your mind wrapped around it, it's pretty straightforward, and it's really nice for the patients because, like I said before, they know how much their health care costs, and they can go where they want to go to get treated, and they can negotiate on those rates.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what you just brought up is provider choice. And, Lauren, I have story after story of other people, plus some very personal stories about surgery that is needed, and you have a surgeon that you're very, very comfortable with, and then all of a sudden they're not in network, and you have to scurry around and try to find a surgeon that you've never seen, you're not comfortable with, simply because the insurance company makes the final determination as to who will be paid, who will be covered and not. That is not the case with Christian Healthcare Ministries. Is that correct?
Right. So what we say is you can go to any doctor or any hospital you want to. If you've got a surgeon or a doctor that you really like and you want to go with them, that is absolutely fine. You can go to whoever you want. The only caveat is that the treatment has to fall within our CHM guidelines. So it's the treatment that's the key for Christian Healthcare Ministries, not where you're going to get that treatment.
So does that mean I might not get my nose job covered?
I'll have to double check the guidelines on that one, but I'm pretty sure we only do cosmetic surgery if it's medically necessary.
I think that's so important that our listeners know that, because I just know of heartbreaking stories of people who needed surgery, but they were prohibited from going to the surgeon of their choice that they had confidence in because of insurance. And that doesn't happen with Christian Healthcare Ministries. The decisions are made between the patient and the doctor, not the insurance company. And I'm sure you have stories, don't you?
Yeah, I have a couple I could share. One of them that sticks out in my mind is there was a missionary who had to return to the United States because of her health. It was actually prohibiting her from serving God out on the mission field. So her husband and her family came back to the United States, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. She had all of these strange symptoms, and they kept trying to get a diagnosis, and they couldn't figure it out. Well, finally, she got an MRI, and they figured out that she had a neurological disorder. And she said there was apparently only 10 neurosurgeons in the world who knew how to do the kind of surgery that she needed.
Wow.
And because of their membership with Christian Healthcare Ministries, they found out that one of the surgeons lived only 3 hours away from where they lived, and they were able to go there, no issues. She was able to get the surgery, and today she is doing so much better and functioning very well. She says, I can take walks with my family. I can stay with my kids. So that's one of the examples. And then does your time permit me to share one more?
We have about 2 more minutes.
Okay. I have another thought. There's a family in the state of Texas, and they had a 12-year-old son, and he had scoliosis. And they were trying to figure out how could they get him the surgery that he needed without him having lifelong pain. You know, sometimes with the rods in the back and the things like that, it can cause lifelong issues.
Right.
And they actually found a provider out in New Jersey, so way across the country. And this provider had a newer procedure that a lot of folks didn't even know about yet that would straighten out his spine without the use of rods or fusion. So he was able to have the surgery. It was, I think, over $300,000. And this family got about $280,000 in discounts.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Christian Healthcare Ministries shared all the rest.
Well, the stories are just incredible. And, folks, listen, you may have found yourself without insurance because of the financial crisis that we're facing. And I really believe that God raised up Christian Healthcare Ministries back in 1981, but it's probably never been more important, more crucial to the body of Christ than now. Check them out, chministries.org, chministries.org. Please remember to look for the bubble people in the upper left-hand corner. If they're not there, you're not at the right place. We have been talking with Lauren Gydeck, Vice President of Communications and Media for Christian Healthcare Ministries. Check them out, chministries.org. Lauren, again, it's always wonderful to talk with you.
Oh, a pleasure speaking with you as well, Bob. Thank you.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have not heard the breaking news in Columbus, Mayor Ginther has announced the statue of Christopher Columbus has got to go. And it is going. And he said this. Now, I have heard a lot of absolutely idiotic things from politicians. I have. This has got to be right at the top of the most idiotic things I have ever heard from a politician, Republican, Democrat, you know, conservative, liberal. Speaking of removing the statue, he said this, and I quote, "Its removal will allow us to remain focused on critical police reforms, increasing equity in housing, health outcomes, education, and employment." I would love for somebody to explain to me what removing a statue has to do with any of those things. All right. Gail in Newark has called back. I had forgotten that I had the interview at the bottom of the hour, and Gail has graciously called back. So thank you, Gail. You are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Gail.
Okay, Bob. When we are Christians, but we're Americans,
mm-hmm.
So when is it appropriate or is it appropriate for us to get a circle around that statue saying we're not going to take it down? How does that fit in with all this?
You know, it's a difficult question, Gail, and I don't have an easy yes or no answer for you. I really don't. We are commanded in Scripture to obey those that are above us in government until such time as government orders us to disobey God. I don't see removal of the statue has anything to do with the commands of God. As citizens, you know, it comes back to this thing that I talk about all the time, that we are citizens of two kingdoms, the political, physical kingdom here on earth and then the heavenly kingdom. This, you know, this comes under the physical kingdom.
Right.
I don't know of any scriptural mandate to protect the statue. As Americans, I think it would be appropriate without violence. I would not. I don't think this rises in any way, shape, or form to any kind of violent protest to protect the statue. But I think
I just feel like we're watching this chip away, and everybody's complaining. And there are a couple of there's a girl named Candace who's out there speaking to the black community about interesting
Candace
thoughts
Owens.
Of how they need to improve themselves. And I'm thinking, chip, 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 you know, when do we actually have to start being Americans? And I don't know.
Well, the ultimate answer is the ballot box. I would hope, I would pray that the next election, when a liberal Democrat makes false, phony, empty promises to the community, that the city of Columbus will see through that and actually elect someone who will keep their word and do something positive. I would, and I don't know whether he's term limited out. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to Columbus politics because I don't live in Columbus. But the ultimate answer is the ballot box, and I would hope that the absolute nonsense that has been going on in Columbus for a month now, that the people of Columbus would say, you know what, our leaders have betrayed us. So I think that's the ultimate answer. As far as protecting the statue, I think that's an individual decision that people would have to make. Would it be appropriate?
I mean, yeah. You're right, but I'm thinking there's also petitions. I mean, what
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Who would the petitions go to, you know? So I just think that needs to be talked about a little bit because I know a lot of people are upset, and I think it's ridiculous, too, but maybe we need to talk about also.
I think that's a good idea. I think a recall move for Mayor Ginther would get a lot of traction because the black community is not real happy with Ginther either.
Right. But then all I'm saying is those active ideas also need to be talked about so people know what they can do.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Good point. Good point, right. Gail. We probably need to do that. Thank you.
Right.
And again, thank you for calling back. I appreciate it. Does this rise to the level of civil disobedience, you know, and actually surrounding the statue to try to protect it? I don't know. I am a very opinionated person, as most of you have probably discerned. But on that, I don't know. Would it come to violence? I certainly would hope not. Because I don't think protecting a statue rises to the level of any kind of violence. Serious? Yes. Idiotic? Yes. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that. Will there be counter protests? Oh, I can almost assure you there will be counter-protests. And I would pray that those counter-protests would not lead to any kind of violence. I don't fear the people protecting the statue. If there are protests and so forth, I don't fear the people protecting the statue. The people that I would be very concerned about are the radical leftists who want the statue taken down. Because we already know that they will revert to violence. We already know that. We've seen that in the last month. There are people on the liberal, radical left that think nothing of violence, injury, looting, destruction.